Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October 20th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is indeed our two of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Last hour, we talked about the debate. I think Chris Wallace did the most fair job of any of the moderators ever, although it's fascinating to me how they always have Democrats as the moderators. They always have strange people with strange circumstances as the moderators. Chris did the best of all of them, though he was, for the most part, fair. And some are claiming he even won the debate. I'm one of them. For the most part, I think he did a good job. But the people via the internet are claiming that Donald Trump won big time. Of course, the mainstream press, dishonest, prostitute losers, are saying that Hillary won everything. But I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump called Clinton a nasty woman. May not have been the best thing to say at the time. Nevertheless, he's right as rain. Trump won't commit to accepting the results. The Democrats going berserk over this, but they've questioned results in the past many times as well. And the bottom line is, why should Donald ever accept criminal activity interfering with a sacred election process? Why should he ever accept that? He's smart not to. Whether it's the Supreme Court, pro-life, Second Amendment, the economy stupid, real borders, Donald hitting on all the issues right as rain, and I think the people could see the truth. I bring that all up to introduce our next guest, Mr. Roger Stone, well-known political consultant, well-known political commentator, and best-selling author. Welcome back, my friend.
Great to be here.
What do you say? Really, we got more issues out last night and more contrast between Donald Trump and criminal Hillary than we've ever seen before, huh?
Yeah, although you could see that both candidates pretty much played to their base. Donald, strong for the Second Amendment. I think he managed to say the Second Amendment seven times within one answer on the Second Amendment, which may be a new record. Hillary trying to cover her derriere on the issue. But by and large, both of them played to their core constituencies. It was funny to me that Chris Wallace asked Donald about these various women who have come forward in recent days making what I think are completely false accusations against him. Some evidence in the WikiLeaks that these were, in fact, people orchestrated by the Clintons. But then Wallace can't get the word rape out of his mouth. He just says, and of course, Mrs. Clinton, you know, the situation with your husband. What does that mean? It was a telling moment.
Well, and Donald should have went off when Hillary talked about the border and said, hey, he's attacked Mexicans claiming, you know, that they're rapists and this and that. And I would have just basically responded and said, you know, Hillary, I do call criminals criminals. That's why I'm calling you a criminal. I do call rapists rapists, and that's why I'm calling your husband a rapist. And I am literally calling you a rapist enabler for your abuse of these women. You created the bimbo eruption term. You've been crowned Queen Bimbo as the biggest rapist cover-up artist in the history of the world. Not only that, you know, Bill Clinton's got children right now that want to sue for DNA tests. And so do we want to talk about rape and DNA tests, or what's this debate about? Do you think it should have went off like that?
Well, I've always thought that he needed to utilize the Clintons' war on women. I wrote a book to that effect, meaning it's not that Bill raped and bit and sexually assaulted all these women, at least 13 and probably as many as 27, that we can identify. How about the ones we don't know about? It's that Hillary takes an active role in leading the cover-up. She's the one who discredits them in public. She's the one who hires the heavy-handed private detectives and the nasty lawyers to threaten these women, to terrorize them, to bully them, either into not responding to a subpoena or out of going public. So, you know, I think it is an issue, but once again, missing from the conversation last night was any discussion of the Clintons' record in Haiti. I mean, this is one of the great scandals of this year. Between the earthquake and now the hurricane, the Clintons cornered the money on relief money for Haiti. Bill became the special envoy for the United Nations. Hillary, of course, had the federal money tied up as Secretary of State, and then they went out and raised another $163 million in the Clinton-Bush-Haiti earthquake fund, and they stole it all of it. They built nothing, no hospitals, no schools, no housing, none of the things they were supposed to do. They did manage to build a luxury resort on the end of the country, at the end of the island, that was unaffected by the earthquake, but that's about it. This is one of the great scandals. How can you claim Black Lives Matter when they have raped the people of Haiti like this?
Well, and they ignore Danny Williams. Does his Black Life Matter?
You know, this is going to become a very significant issue if the mainstream media can get over one thing. Sure, there was a 1999 DNA test, which the Washington Post and the LA Times claimed proved that Danny Williams was not Bill's son. We later learned that the test was conducted by the Star tabloid, and they did not have a sample from Bill. They had the written report that was contained in Ken Starr's impeachment inquiry report, and that written report was only half a report. The FBI had conducted two different tests on the DNA that was left on the blue dress to determine whether it was Bill's. Those are the same two tests that legally you have to require to determine paternity, but they only had one of the two tests, meaning that any test using that data would have to be inconclusive. It could have proved nothing. It wouldn't have shown that Danny was Bill's son. It also wouldn't have shown that he wasn't, which is why he's asking for a fresh DNA sample from his famous wealthy father. We shall see.
Time will tell. I just find it very fascinating that none of that gets brought up. One of the things that Donald did focus on well, I believe, is this vote fraud scenario. Even Barack Obama literally blatantly claimed vote fraud for 2008, said the Republicans do it, the Democrats do it. It's been done for a long time with the WikiLeaks information, with the new videos coming out from O'Keefe, from the news stories that we have. Vote fraud is so well documented, Donald could have went absolutely off on that and scored a bunch of points.
Well, I also think it's important that he understand the issue is broader than voter fraud. Voter fraud is, you know, people voting more than once, people who aren't eligible to vote, people voting in the name of others, say that you have deceased people on the rolls, people in voting in multiple states at the same time. That most definitely exists. And it exists where you have one-party government. And the places you have one-party government is the inner cities. So when we say it exists in the inner cities, that's not racist. We're not saying that because this is where minorities we live. We're saying it because it happens, these abuses happen, where you have one-party government and nobody's watching. That is distinct from the issue of election theft. That's the rigging of the machines, the computerized voter machines, to have a predetermined result. We now have a study at Stanford that shows this exact thing was done to Bernie Sanders in 12 states. There's a Princeton professor, Appel, who has written a terrific paper that points out that you could rig these machines in 7 minutes flat using a $15 device that you could buy at Best Buy's or Radio Shack. There's a third study, actually an entire book by Professor Robert Fitrakis, professor of political science at Ohio State, I believe it is, about where this has happened elsewhere and how mathematically you can prove it. So what they're saying to us, Sam, is that it's not that this technologically can't be done. They're just telling us we have to rely on the integrity of those in the process, particularly the Democrats, to ensure that it won't happen. I, for one, don't believe it, and I think this is what Trump needs to focus on.
There's no doubt about that. He needs to focus on the facts relating to this. I personally think, Donald could have done a lot of that I wish he would have done, but the fact is, I think he did well in the debate, and I think for the most part, he's going to gain in the polls as a result. Do you think so?
I agree with you, but it's just like the last debate. I watch the debate, I do a couple radio interviews, I go to bed happy as a clam. I wake up the next morning, I read the newspapers, I watch television. I realize they must have seen a different debate than the one I saw.
You got that
never,
right.
I have never, look, I'm a veteran of 9 Republican presidential campaigns. I cut my teeth with Richard Nixon, and he was not exactly a favorite of the press. But I've never seen anything like this, where the New York Times takes uncorroborated stories from women who have no witnesses, no paperwork. They just, out of the blue, they say, oh, 20 years ago, Trump groped me. They have no proof. They offer no documentation.
And the mainstream press buys it hook, line, and sinker.
Keep it right up.
Roger Stone, our guest, ladies and gentlemen, stay right there. Well-known political consultant, commentator, best-selling author, Clinton's War on Women. Get your copy today. Back in a flash on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Roger Stone riding shotgun, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk Crosby, you got a story to bring up. Good luck with this one.
Yeah, there's a number of places, Roger, that mention a 58-year-old, lady, and I use the term loosely, who is offering some special... I guess you could say perks for anyone who will vote for Hillary. Madonna is in the news. Did you see this story?
I saw the headlines. I'm not sure I saw the gist of it.
All right, bottom line, in her concert, Kurt.
Go ahead. you know, it. I mean, like you say, she offers, well, oral sex in exchange for voting for Hillary. Now we've seen, you know, like booze offered, you know, cigarettes. We've never seen this. I don't remember, at least. So we've come to a new spot in campaigning.
Yeah. So what do you think? Oral sex for Hillary's votes? Is she a Trump surrogate, Roger?
Well, you know, a couple months ago, I saw a story online in which Yoko Ono confessed to having a romantic relationship with Hillary. And at first blush, I said, this is interesting. And, of course, I learned shortly thereafter that it was a hoax. It was a total hoax. So when I saw this Madonna thing, I said, well, this must be, The Onion or something. This got to be a hoax. Part of her act, I guess, but, I mean, she's almost as over the hill as Hillary is. So I'm not sure how many takers she's going to get on this. It is typical, though, of the elites. The elites are 100% lined up here for Hillary. Yet when I moved around New Orleans the other night because I had a speech there, and I went out for dinner and kind of walked around the quarter and so on, I talked to an enormous amount of people. I would say the majority of the folks I stopped to talk with were African-American. I couldn't find a single person who was voting for Hillary, not one. Now, I admit it's anecdotal. It's not a scientific sample. But where is the enthusiasm for her candidacy that she should be leading in the polls? They have to bus people in to her rallies to fill the place out.
You're right about that. So I don't know what's up with this Madonna thing, but I almost think maybe she's just a Hillary surrogate, huh?
Could be. Could be. It's the beautiful people. I mean, all the beautiful. I mean, Barbara Streisand is for Hillary, which is odd because, you know, the last time she was in the White House and stayed overnight while Hillary was out of town, when Hillary returned, she scratched and threw a book at Bill. Bill had an enormous scratch down his face. His press secretary tried to say that he had cut himself shaving, but the truth is, Hillary, on numerous occasions, physically abuses him.
Well, and everybody around her staff, I mean, the stories are legion, if you will. What do you think the American people need to do now? We've got, what, 20 days till the election, 19 days. The mainstream press is going to go bananas and continue to try to cover up WikiLeaks, shut down Julian Assange, do their very best to just say, hey, Donald's a womanizer and Hillary's a saint, and they're going to lie. But the American people are catching on. What should we be doing between now and the election?
Well, first of all, every vote is going to count. See, I believe this is close. I don't think anybody has a blowout. She doesn't ever pull out to an insurmountable lead over Donald. Donald probably doesn't pull out to an insurmountable lead over hers. He is hanging tight in Ohio. Florida still heads up, looks more than doable. Two states he must have. We have a little program that I'm working with called StopTheSteal.org, where we are collecting volunteers to work certain targeted precincts in certain targeted counties in certain targeted states where we think they may steal, where they may manipulate the machines. If you compare the exit poll results with the results of the machines on a one-by-one basis, and there's a wide swing, you would know that you have voter fraud.
StopTheSteal.org is the website?
Yes, check it out. Sign up. We need volunteers.
All over the country.
100 people have already agreed to work at least one shift on Election Day in the targeted precincts. Look, Trump came out in the election and the intellectual Lloyds went crazy when he said, will you accept the results of the election? And you have all these guys going crazy today. It's un-American. It undermines our Constitution. You know what? If he has evidence that the election was rigged, hard evidence, and he doesn't challenge it, that's what would be un-American, in my opinion. You can't just get out there and say this was rigged because you lost, but we are going to attempt to amass the evidence, and hopefully we're wrong. Hopefully it's unnecessary. There's the real answer. But these machines can be rigged easily, and this is the only way to check and see if they aren't. Exit polls are more valid, more accurate than other polls because people don't know when they're leaving the polling place who has won yet. There's a tremendous tendency to gravitate to the person, you know, who wins.
If the election is close, they will steal it. No doubt, it's looking like it's going to be very close indeed. And it's up to us, the American people, to ensure the integrity of the system. And that's what's fascinating to me, what I would have basically said when they said, I can't believe that, you're not going to support the results. My response is, the elections are sacred. Responsibility for the American people to defend the freest nation in the history of the world. And would I be a true patriotic American and keep my oath of office if I were to ignore fraudulent results? I can't do that. Chris Wallace, can you do that? I think Donald should have literally isolated Chris, made Hillary irrelevant to the debate. Say, I'm going to sideline Hillary because she's irrelevant. She's part of the vote fraud. Chris, are you willing to accept vote fraud as the acceptable reality in America today? I'm not. And I think you should have isolated Chris and put Chris on the spot, because Chris can't be for it either, can he?
No, I think that's exactly right. But I reiterate, the bigger problem, which is no one wants to talk about, is the machine manipulation. And frankly, this explains why the polls, you know, all show Hillary slightly ahead, because the polls in this little kabuki dance are meant to set a public, you know, expectation level. So if the final poll shows that Hillary wins by 9, let's say hypothetically, and Hillary wins the machines by 9, you'll see that they've been coordinated.
All right. One last.
Did you see Roger Stone? Sorry, Sam. Just going to ask him a quick question. Did you see the stories about Soros' connection with those voting machines in the 16 states? And have you seen the movie Man of the Year with Robin Williams about this whole kind of thing?
Yeah, I saw the story about Soros having a stake in the machine company. I would point out that the people who owned the Diebold machines, I think their company's now called Premier Election Services. I don't know how much more generic you could get. They were very close to the Bushes. I've always believed the machines were rigged by George W. Bush against Kerry in Ohio in the second Bush election. So I believe both sides have engaged in this. And again, it happens anytime one party is so completely in control that nobody's looking over their shoulders. Soros is just a bad actor. But why we're sending all of our votes to a data center in Spain for tabulation of the U.S. elections, or why we would bring in U.N. inspectors to work as essentially government poll watchers. I mean, those guys, first of all, U.N. inspectors, these guys showing up in dashikis and stuff, what are they going to wear? That's what I want to know.
I don't even know if we ought to let these people in the country. They might be dangerous, sir.
I agree. But I think you're going to have a bunch of guys with, like, sandals and flowing robes from the U.N. overseeing the election. That'll go well in some of the Mississippi precincts, I would think.
Oh, yeah. How about Man of the Year movie? Have you ever seen that?
I have not.
It's a Robin Williams old movie, but it's got the voting machines problems and, you know, pretty interesting stuff if you, have time for it.
However, none of this is fiction. It's hardcore reality right now, and you got, what, 20 days left? Roger Stone, a parting comment?
That's about right. Look, this is still a race. It's still competitive. The mainstream media keeps trying to write Trump off, but he continues to stay on her tail.
Godspeed. So, gotta fly, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Dia Schlossberg, a filmmaker and environmental activist, was arrested in Valhalla, North Dakota on October 11th while filming a protest. After being held incommunicado for 2 days and having her film confiscated, Schlossberg was charged with 3 counts of felony conspiracy, which carry a combined potential prison term of 45 years behind bars. The demonstration at which Schlossberg was arrested involved an attempt by American Indian activists to shut down the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline, a project that Indian tribes have condemned as a violation of their treaty rights. For reporting on the protest, Schlossberg was accused of conspiracy to theft of property, conspiracy to theft of services, and conspiracy to tampering with or damaging a public service. The documentarian's colleague Josh Fox protests that the Pembina County Sheriff's Department threw the book at Dea for being a journalist. Former NSA contractor turned whistleblower Edward Snowden observed that this reporter is being prosecuted for covering the North Dakota oil protests. For reference, I face a mere 30 years for leaking documents exposing the NSA's illegal surveillance program in 2013. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
If this election is close, they will steal it, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Stone, award-winning author, Clinton's War on Women. He's a political consultant, commentator, appears on Liberty Roundtable and more. They intend to flood the polls with illegals. Liberal enclaves already let illegals vote in their local and state elections. Curtain now. They're gunning for illegals to vote in the presidential election. We've got to stop them now. StopTheSteal.org is the website to get involved and become a volunteer today. Get it done. Now, Chris Wallace, Kurt, drills Clinton on corruption. Go ahead, sir.
Clinton, yeah. Well, anyway, you know, it's interesting just to see Chris Wallace did his, I think, pretty well done job, you know, when it came all down to it. You know, I guess there was the, what they call the no more naps thing. This is just a long list of the Drudge headlines, but, you know, you mentioned two or several different ones. Some of the ones that pop up there are 72% have concerns over voting security. That's a pretty good bunch of folks, Sam. Then you've got, you know, of course, the whole, you know, right now the LA Times says the whole thing's all tied up. Rasmussen says Trump's up three, something called IBD slash TIPP. I'd never heard of them. They say Trump's up one. They say that was the most accurate back in 2012. Then the big headline, you know, on Drudge, Russia taunts USA with biggest military offensive since Cold War. 10 warships descend on English Channel. Now, you know, I know this is kind of off the topic about, you know, what the, what, you know, the debate and all that stuff, but is that really happening, Sam? Did the Russians put 10 warships in the English Channel? Isn't that right between, what, England and France? I mean, is that really going on?
Well, how do you know, Kurt?
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
You need
just,
to take your rowboat out there and find out, my friend.
Good point.
What I'm telling you is this. Even if they did, Kurt,
yeah,
we're in, what, 150 30-plus nations militarily.
Well,
we're
that's
in
a great
every
point.
We got submarines spying on everybody. We're in every waters in the world as well.
Well, and that's, you know, one of the reasons I think it's kind of interesting.
So in defending America, who cares, Kurt?
They come at Trump with the whole, well, you know, you said that you hope everybody has a nuclear weapon. And, you know, it's like the gun issue to me. If you think that you should be able to have a gun to protect yourself, you're going to tell another person they shouldn't be able to protect themselves. And when it comes to, you know, nations, apparently that's the big gun, right?
Yes. And you know, in a way it's off topic, in a way it's not, because when we talk about the international policies, it directly relates. And what Hillary wants to do is blame any bad acting Russia does on Donald.
Yeah.
And the reality, one of Clinton's top aides literally was involved in money laundering with Russia.
Yep.
And so the bottom line, Kurt, is look, I agree with Donald that, you know what, it would be a really nice thing if we didn't agitate Russia. It would be a nice thing if we could get along with Putin. We don't have to be his best friend. We're not saying we need to be. We're not shilling for Putin. We're not in bed with Putin. But we can be nice and have appropriate relationships at an arm's length with all kinds of countries. And that's really what Donald was saying, and I think he's right. So I don't know.
Well, that's what Rod Paul always recommended, you know, talking with people, instead
agreed.
Of just like sending missiles or something. You know?
Yeah, and I'm of the attitude, you know what, let's say that they do have ships in the English Channel. Whose job is that to worry about that, Kurt?
Well, as far as I could tell, that would be the English.
Yes, sir.
The French.
Yes, sir.
The guys whose countries those are.
Yes, sir.
And their connections to the Russians. I mean, I know, you know, everybody thinks we're supposed to be policemen for the world, but, you know, we should take care of our own country.
And I think what Donald or the United States should say is, you know, if you guys want us to play referee as we sit down and talk about this to try to resolve this issue, we're willing to help. The first thing we'd like to do is export a copy of the Supreme Law of the Land for America, the Constitution, to you people. It might help you get the checks and balances squared away in your own countries. But we propose that you guys just kind of step back from one another. Think about peace. Think about safety. Think about lives. And back off, you know? But there you go.
Well,
anyway.
And think about the points that Trump brought up about, these other guys that we protect and have, you know, used our massive treasures for, I don't know how many years, you know, whether it's Germany or Japan or all these places, and yet we pay for the whole bill. You know, I mean, it's a great point. And like you said, many of the, at least some of them, are changing and starting to pay up a little bit since he made the point. And, you know, here we are with, what, $20 trillion in debt? And, you know, this should be some, I mean, you know, the Saudis, the whoever, the Qataris, or whoever we're protecting, it sure ought to be paying the bill.
The freight,
right?
No question. Absolutely. And it's a critical point that Donald made, and Hillary just dismissed it. She's just goofy. But I appreciate Chris Wallace grilling Clinton on corruption. And Donald followed up with a very eloquent statement, in my opinion, as well, Kurt. Donald said this: Trump, she should return money to abusive countries. Hey, you've taken money from our enemies, Hillary, from people who promote terrorism and abuse and literally chop off heads and mutilate women's body parts and things, and you know, you need to give the money back. He's right,
yeah.
Kurt.
But she, I don't think she was willing to do
Look,
that.
Look, if anybody gets a dollar from somebody that's so called ne'er-do-well to an election, they're demanding they give the money back.
Yep. But not Hillary.
But not
the
Hillary.
Foundation.
Anyway, Donald nailed that as well.
Yeah.
Next point, there's a flashback about Al Gore, Kurt.
Yeah, it's amazing how, typically the same thing they're going to accuse you of, they've already done, you know, and Hillary's great at it. You know, she was so shocked and, you know, couldn't believe that Trump wouldn't accept the results if he were to lose, you know, and yet... you know, she basically was with Gore just recently, and agreed that, you know, when the crowd started yelling, you won, to Gore, she agreed with it, you know. And that was, I guess it was just last week, you know, so it's just interesting. And then you got Kerry, John Kerry, who thinks Bush rigged it. You know, we've got the numbers that, you know, one of our big eye-openers, besides our local elections, was what happened with Ron Paul. And or the Republicans, the insider Republicans, rigged that deal. And we're for basically honest and fair elections at every level.
And by the way, we agreed Bush might have rigged the elections in 2004.
Yeah.
It's not above the Republicans either, by the
no.
way, just to bust out the fairness card.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're truthers all around.
Amen
here,
to that. By the way, so Al Gore explained why he won't concede the elections. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, I guess there's been, what, 8 times, Kurt, that liberals have claimed elections stolen. Now they act like the whole suggestion is absurd and somehow you're a ne'er-do-well and not even a patriot for suggesting such. What a bunch of whacked-out goofballs, man.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And
8 times they've lied and complained this. Or maybe they've told the truth, Kurt. We need to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I mean, if elections are being stolen, I don't care who's stealing them.
But it's not true in one case and not the other based on partisan politics. That's the facts.
That's a good point.
Hey, we say it's been done for 50-plus years like the WikiLeaks like the O'Keefe video documents.
Yeah, but I don't remember it getting brought up in the presidential debates in the past that I could remember.
Good point.
And, you know, I appreciate Trump for bringing it up, and I hope that we really get to the bottom of it and,
heard that.
You know, get some real solutions, you know.
I guess there's a new poll out. Voters have serious concerns over election security, over photo ID laws, and voter fraud issues. They're all major issues for the up-and-coming November 8th event. Kurt?
Well, and our buddy Will Christensen brought this up when he was with us from the Independent American Party just a little while back. You know how, you know, you've basically got to have ID that proves you're you to do almost anything except vote?
Yeah, but how could they rig the elections if you had to have an ID to do that? Come on.
That's a great point, Sam.
All right, quick pause. We're going to drill into it because 72%+ are worried about this. Donald tapped into always, as he always does, something critical to the American people, not important to the mainstream press or the Democrats when it's in their favor, huh? Highlighting the double standards once again. If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana storable foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Kirk Crosby's on fire, ladies and gentlemen. He's getting it done. I got more stories that I can cope with. He's doing a great job gathering just so much news. Voters have concerns over vote fraud everywhere. Donald's tapped into something for sure. More than two out of every three U.S. citizens in a recent poll say they are very or somewhat concerned about the security of the nation's electoral system. Boy, am I one of them. Kerry thinks Bush rigged 2004. He's probably right. But there's Texas fraud, Kurt, now prompting some folks to offer some what? Reward money?
Yeah, I guess you can pick up an easy $5,000 when you, call a hotline. But, you know, I mean, it's out there, Sam. And I mean, this idea that you and I have been talking about it for years. I remember when we first heard about it. I mean, it was probably the early 90s, when we were first, I guess you could say, waking up to the whole, situation. But it's nothing new.
Yeah, we used to interview this author of a book called Vote Scam.
Yeah.
Breaking it down in detail. Now the poor guy.
I still
dead.
Sell that book, have it right on the honey table many times. You know, people are like, what's this have to do with honey?
Nothing.
Well,
it's a little different than Madonna's honey table. I'm just saying.
Well, that's right. The other one I have on there is, Rand Paul's book, Government Bullies, and I like to have that one there for
government
bullies that might show up, Yeah, I know, but at least when he does something good,
Now, even the Florida Democrats are in on the subject, Kurt.
Well, that's right. Florida Democratic Party wants ballots allowed before registration. They say, we're talking about before they even verify who they are, this is the Florida, where remember they had the whole hanging Chad kind of thing. It's just a lot of vote fraud. It's not hard to find, Sam.
I hear that. That's why a lot of people should be getting $5,000.
Well, yeah.
Now, by the way, John Podesta's in the news, obviously, through WikiLeaks and more. But yeah. Podesta, I guess, has his own version of what's okay in American electorate, right, Kurt?
Well, that's right. He says it's okay for illegals to vote with a driver's license. Now, remember, we've seen them get driver's licenses basically almost anywhere, So what he's really saying is, he's for, vote fraud, right? Isn't that what he's saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's out of control. But again, you bring it up
if
and you're
goofy.
If
he wins, he likes it.
Yeah. Now, Danny Williams already mentioned he's going to be filing a paternity lawsuit, right, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. And, and that's why is that not a big story for the guys, the Chris Wallaces, the Fox News boys, even Rush Limbaugh and, Sean Hannity and all that kind of stuff ought to be bringing us up big time. But, some of them are, hesitant to touch it just because, I think they've been told by their handlers to leave it alone.
Well, let me ask you some questions, Kurt. What if it was Donald Trump that had an illegitimate child out there going, I want a lawsuit. I want to do a DNA test to find out if Donald's my daddy. Okay, they would be going absolutely berserk over this.
You're exactly right. It's the kind of stuff they'd love to have. Remember a while back when we saw they were basically offering cash for dirt on Donald? You remember that, right?
They're still doing it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, this is the kind of stuff they wanted, and yet I remember thinking about this a while back when we finally, we knew what candidates we were going to get quite a while back, for the big boys. And I thought, if they could really go at ripping each other apart, it sure could clean up a lot of things in America, I'm talking about, the whole stuff that you've seen. And bring up the points that's evil on both sides, everybody's sides, But interesting stuff, huh?
Yes. I find that interesting, though, how they relate to this. Literally, if Danny Williams was saying that Donald was his dad, the mainstream press would be all over this. Just, again, highlighting the double standard of the press in bed to protect Hillary and Bill's criminality. It's criminal if he has a son that he didn't support all in the upgrowing years. In other words, because Bill would be a deadbeat daddy. And a few $100 bills
that's exactly
anonymously given
right.
And doesn't cut it.
Great point, Sam. I mean, another dad would be in jail, for doing.
Or have his wages garnished. Maybe we ought to garnish the presidential.
Yeah.
What do they call that thing?
Exactly right.
A pension, stipend. For life, paycheck or whatever, maybe we ought to start garnishing that sucker for Danny. And this other girl that's claiming the same thing. See, that's what we're talking about here. And amazingly enough, the video reporters ganged up against Danny about this, too. So that's kind of crazy.
But you're not surprised, are you?
Techno, it's the way the mainstream press is.
Yeah, good point.
That's my point about these thugs.
Black Lives Matter, but not,
Great point. Now, even this ex-Arkansas, this is another thing that didn't come up in the debate, but yesterday, an ex-Arkansas reporter came out yesterday and accused Bill of groping her. And she just came out yesterday, Kurt, and of course, for the most part, she got ignored, unfortunately. And she goes into graphic detail that I don't even want to talk about. I'm just telling you right now that even another woman, literally against Bill. But, of course, they don't talk about that. And this just highlights double standard.
Well, that's right. We mentioned, this lady, her name's Leslie Milwee. She's very, detailed. She's a former television station reporter. And Clinton would just, go and visit every so often, but she never actually basically he just trapped her in like a room, but never, as far as I could tell, never kissed her or anything, just basically just got so excited being by her that he
It gets graphic. All I'm telling you is he'd rub himself up against her acting like a dog, Kurt.
She's anyway, her detailed information is pretty good.
It is. It's pretty damning. But again, the mainstream press just ignoring it.
Yeah, that's right. That's the key point.
All right, I want to get to this point right before the end of the hour, Kurt. Trump understated. Clinton pay to play. This is important to note.
Well, it really is. And it's how the whole money... this is a Liberty News Daily piece, and USA Today acknowledged that there was a nexus of private companies that basically you know, ante up both ways. Many have given as much as $16 million to the Clinton charities. You know, you've got, I mean, companies like Microsoft, ExxonMobil, Pfizer, and the Mexican television network Azteca. You know, I guess Clinton's called them heel blazers if they were going to bring in $100,000 or more for the elections. You know, it's it almost makes you think of network marketing on turbo with the political scene. You know, Sam, they got all these big companies anteing up to get to the top, and they want favors. And the WikiLeaks boys have done some amazing stuff, haven't they?
Yep. Joseph Fair wrote an article called Win, Lose, or Draw. He praised Chris Wallace and the rest, Kurt.
Yep. Well, and he just said that Hillary didn't humiliate herself, neither did Trump. You know, he went on through saying there was good journalism, you know, different stuff like that. He kind of analyzed it basically the same way you did. I thought it was impressive, you know. And, you know, good job on him, Mr. Joseph Farah there.
Yeah, you know, I know that WND's a little more, I don't know, Republican than I may be, Kurt. But you know what? All I can tell you is I think the WorldNet Daily and the Daily Caller and Drudge Report and The Blaze and Liberty News Daily are and Russia Today are really the top news sites that I keep an eye on.
Well, and look at what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, at least in my opinion, to the whole news thing and the way people are learning. You know, Sam has called it disruptive technology for years, and that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the new media taking center stage, and the old media is either having to change or just be left in the dust, huh, Sam?
Yeah, and I suspect more and more of that will be the case. They first pretended we were of no big consequence. Now they literally have George Soros attack us, proving how valuable we really are. We need your support, though, folks. We can only take ourselves to the next level if you help fund what we're doing. It takes a lot of money to be in the news business, folks, whether it's radio, whether it's online websites and the servers to handle all the traffic. It's expensive. Please donate and get involved today. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, and LibertyRoundtable.com are our three award-winning websites. Please get involved and donate today. Also support ThePowerMall.com. Do business with the good guys today at 877-817-9829. Also give me LibertyFund.com for a win-win-win situation for patriots. We would love your help, your support. We're grateful for all you do. We are taking on the mainstream press like never before, and we have the most positive message in the business. We declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore this republic. This nation shall endure.